الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. All praises due to Allah. We praise Allah. We seek Allah's forgiveness and we ask Allah's assistance. And we seek refuge in Allah from our evil souls and our bad deeds. Verily, whomever Allah guides to Islam, no one can lead astray. And whomever Allah allows to go astray because they do not want any guidance, then no one can guide. And I bear witness that there is no God worthy of our worship except Allah, alone with no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. May Allah send his peace and his blessings upon him. May Allah exalt his mention and that of his companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Brothers in Islam, I remind myself and you of having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that you will be meeting sooner or later. Have taqwa of Allah in all of your affairs. Remember Allah in all of your affairs. It is no secret to each and every one of you that the Muslim Ummah is going through trials and tribulations today. All you have to do is read the news, hear the news, see the news, to see what the Muslims are undergoing all over the earth. It is no secret to anyone. And one of us watches and hears and sees, and he feels helpless. What can I do? What can I do to change the situation? Send some money? Okay. Then what? Make dua? Okay. Then what? These means of support and aid are deficient and not sufficient. We're not saying they're unimportant, they are important, but they're not sufficient. The problem is beyond that. The problem is beyond that, so the solution is beyond that. So what is the problem? For us to find a solution, we must identify the problem. For the doctor to give the treatment, he must know the disease, and the disease is recognized through the symptoms. Let us use the same methodology to understand the current affair of the Muslims today. You don't have to look elsewhere. Don't worry about what the politicians think and the presidents think and the average person thinks. Let us worry about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. This is where you will know what the problem is. This is where you will find the symptoms, and of course the solution will be from the same source. So let us go with each other onto this journey. What we see today has been prophesied by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He told us when this will happen. He said in an authentic narration. In an authentic narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذْنَابَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرْعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادَ سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه حتى ترجعوا إلى دينكم." سلط الله عليكم ذلا لا ينزعه حتى ترجعوا إلى The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you become pleased with the ina, it's a form of transaction including riba, that has usury, riba in it. When you become pleased with riba, you deal with it as if it's halal. And you take hold of the tails of cows. Meaning you become concerned about the dunya. And that is explained in the next one. وَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالزَّرَى. And you become content with agriculture. وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ. And you abandon struggling and fighting for the sake of Allah. Then Allah will send upon you a humiliation and He will not remove it until you go back to your deen. These four things I will mention, all of them are a manifestation and a symbol of the Muslims favoring the dunya over the hereafter. That's what it is. The Muslims becoming concerned with the worldly life. How can I make more money? How can I have more cars? How can I have more wives? How can I have a bigger salary? How can I have a bigger degree? How can I be successful? How can I be known? That's it. The deen of Allah, unimportant. The hereafter is gonna come, I'll worry about it then. That's the attitude. Struggling for the cause of Allah? Not for me, my brother. I got a life to enjoy. When we do these things, dhul, humiliation, shall come upon us from Allah. And it will not be removed. So the disease are the four things that were mentioned in the hadith and others from other narrations. The symptoms, humiliation, which you see today. And the cure, حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَىٰ دِينِكُمْ. Until you go back to your religion. Yes, until you go back to your religion. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, has made a statement that is a manifestation of this particular understanding in this narration. He said, من ابتدع في الإسلام بدعة ورآها حسنة فقد زعم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خان الرسالة. لأن الله يقول اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. قال الإمام مالك فما لم يكن يومئذ دينا فلن يكون اليوم دينا. ثم قال ولن يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا ما أصلح أولها. He said, whomever introduces an innovation to Islam and he sees it as something good, because an innovator never thinks he's doing something wrong. He always thinks it's good. We need that in the deen. The Prophet ﷺ didn't bring it, I will bring it. Don't worry about it, brother. We should do this. You should do this. You should put your hand on your head and say, Ya Qawi, Ya Qawi, Ya Qawi. Where did that come from? Only Allah knows. But you should do this, my brother. Teach it to others. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Muslims legislating on behalf of Allah. What are these from the narrations? You will find nothing of that. And I'm only striking an example. There's a lot more. He said, whomever introduces an innovation into Islam and he sees it as something good, he has claimed and alleged that the Prophet ﷺ betrayed the message of Islam. He betrayed the message. He said, read the statement of Allah. Today, on that day, the day of Arafah, today I have perfected your religion for you. Perfected, it's perfect, and completed my favors upon you, and I am pleased with Islam as a way of life for you. So Imam Malik said, so whatever was not part of the deen when Allah revealed that verse cannot be part of the deen today. Then he said the final statement, which is relevant to our discussion, and nothing will rectify the end of this ummah except that which rectified the first of this ummah. Nothing will rectify the last part of this ummah, us today, except that which rectified, which fixed, which corrected, that which corrected the first part of the ummah. This is the solution. We must go back to our deen. But which deen? You have many groups and many sects and many ahzab dividing the Muslim ummah into sectarianism, talking about you must follow us. We have the Islam. We have the Quran and the Sunnah. We are the ones that will lead you to Jannah. But my brothers in Islam, Allah has given us some indications to make a distinction between the true call and the false one. There's a solution from the Quran and the Sunnah about which group, and we don't want to say group, the ummah that you're supposed to belong to. There's no group.
We don't want to make one group, but there's a group upon the truth. The truth that they hold. Call them whatever you want to call them. After the division of the Muslim Ummah. This has been explained in many narrations and many verses from the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me give you the narration first. Where do we go back to? This was manifested by the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud. He said, خَطَّ لَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِهِ خَطَّ ثُمَّ قَالْ هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ مُسْتَقِيمًا ثم قطع عن يمينه وشماله قال وهذه السبل ليس منها سبيل إلا عليه شيطان يدعو إليه. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line on the sand for his companions. He drew a line in the middle and he said, this is the path of Allah, straight. Then he drew lines on the sides, on the right and on the left, like shortcuts. He said, these are other paths. There isn't a single path of them, except that there's a devil at the tip of it, calling you to him. Pay attention, my brothers in Islam. This is not a joke. This is serious. This is our deen. There isn't a path of these shortcuts, except that there's a devil standing on the top, calling you to him. Come to me. Come to this hizb. Come to this firqa. Come to this sect. We are the ones upon the deen and the sunnah. The Prophet ﷺ said, no, there's only one path. Then he recited the verse in the Quran, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ. Then he recited the statement of Allah ﷺ in the Quran, and verily this is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow other paths which will mislead you from the path of Allah. So who is the path? Which path is that? Who do we refer to? You refer to those who understood. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقَ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Listen to this verse in the Quran. Whoever opposes the messenger, after the truth has been clear, after the truth has been made clear to him, and he follows the path other than that of the believers, let me ask you a question that you don't need to answer out loud. Answer in your heart. When this verse was revealed, who were the believers? Was it the companions? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, my brothers, it was the companions of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he follows the path other than that of the believers. We will allow him to go on the path that he has chosen, but we will make him taste the hellfire, and what an evil destination. This particular verse has been explained through another narration from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he foretold, according to the knowledge that Allah gave him, and prophesied the splitting up of this ummah. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام افترقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وافترقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق هذه الأمة على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه وأصحابي. He said the Jews have divided into 71 sects and denominations. And the Christians have divided into 72 sects and denominations. And my ummah, the Muslims, shall divide into 73 sects and denominations. All of them will be going to the hellfire except one. Did you hear that? Except one. The companions panicked, as they were always concerned about going to Jannah and not entering the hellfire. They said, who is it, O Messenger of Allah? He said, whomever is upon what I am and my companions. You, speaking to them. Whomever follows what I am on today, that day, and my companions. This is the saved sect. This is the one that has been given that. Now if you notice, the Quran said, whomever opposes the Messenger, after the truth has become clear, and follows the path other than the believers. The Prophet ﷺ said, you must be upon what I am and my companions. And we know that the believers in the verse is in reference to the companions. So here's a verse for you and a hadith for you to understand that you must go back to what the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was upon and his companions. Now you say, how do I do that? I cannot travel in time. Brother, how do I make a distinction? We say, you seek guidance from Allah, and Allah shall guide you. And Allah has kept among this ummah individuals who have carried this deen, who continue to propagate the truth. Their information is available and readily known for those who seek it. Be careful of belonging to a sect that will land you in the hellfire and Allah's refuge is sought. Be careful, my brother. The situation is serious. If you want this ummah to come back, then we must go back to our deen. And today, everybody claims to be going back to the deen, but we do not see any results because we're not going back to the real truth. People are taking you back to their own understanding, their innovated understanding of this deen. So there are two things that we must do in order for the honor and the humiliation, for the honor to be given back to us and the humiliation to be removed. And I will tell you about those inshallah in the second part of the khutbah. Ask Allah to forgive us and pardon us for our shortcomings. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Brothers, speaking during the khutbah will nullify the reward of the khutbah. If you speak while the khatib is speaking, you have no jumu'ah. All you will get is the salah. So it is not befitting for a believer to be speaking during jumu'ah, regardless of the speaker, because this is the narration of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we observe the etiquette of listening and abandoning everything that will distract us. Even playing with your fingers and toes will nullify the reward for your jumu'ah. The Prophet said, "Man massa al-hasa faqad lagha." Whomever touched the pebbles, if you play with the pebbles in between your hands, you have already committed an idle act. So you sit there and you listen. Don't play with anything. It's only 20-30 minutes and then you'll be on your way doing whatever is pleasing to you and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we supposed to do as Muslims today? Something practical. I don't want to talk and talk and then you find nothing to do. Practicality is what we're looking for. We want something that we can do immediately in order to bring back this information that I mentioned earlier. And I'm calling you from this particular member. And Allah is my witness that I'm reminding you and myself of this right that Allah has given us. Brothers, it is time that we wake up. It is time that we go back to our deen. It is enough for us to remain in the back, watching things happening. When will the Muslims live again? When will you revive this ummah? If you don't do it, Allah will replace me and you with other people who love Allah, and Allah will love them, and me and you will be on the sideline. Do you want to be that individual? No. We must do something today. Now. Two things. First, purify the deen from innovations. Take away the nonsense that the people added. Go back to the purity of Islam. The way the companions behaved, the way they acted, the way they worshipped, the way they were keen on following the sunnah. They were not individuals who used their mind to oppose the revelation. They were individuals who used their mind to understand the revelation. And we must follow their footsteps. We must purify Islam from the additions and deletions. Go back to what the deen and what the companions and the tabi'een were upon. That's the number one thing we need to do. Alhamdulillah, the books are available and the dates are available and everything you want is readily available. But then we need to give it some time. Enough television and enough wasting time and video games for our children. Enough of that stuff already. Enough of that stuff already. Play, 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 entertainment, entertainment, entertainment until the Muslims die and you're unable to do anything for them. Had we been upon the deen, this would have not happened in Palestine. But because we are a big long map, so then the situation becomes we're one tiny little country that is not even worth my shoe. We'll do this to our Muslim brothers and the Muslims all over the world can simply watch. Nothing you can do. Talk. You may be arrested. Situation is rough because we are not doing our job. So we must make that change in ourselves. Forget about the people. Fix yourself. I fix myself. You fix yourself. You fix your family, your children. This is the second part. Tarbiyah. We must bring these children upon this understanding of this deen. Ya akhi, make your son a hafiz, a alim. Someone that Ummah will benefit from. We have plenty of doctors and architects and engineers. We have plenty of them, alhamdulillah. We need a change. We need a change. And it's upon me and you to take on this responsibility. Look at the other religions. Look at the other religions when they abandoned their deen and the teachings of the prophets. Look what happened to them now. When the Christians abandoned the teachings of Jesus about loving the Lord, your God, the One, with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. When they abandoned the first commandment, now they came up with the Father as a God, the Son as a God, the Holy Ghost as a God, but they're not three gods, they're one God. They came up with a Trinity that even a small boy will not accept. Because they abandoned the truth, they were replaced with falsehood. Similarly, this is the way of Allah with the nations. If me and you will abandon the truth, then we will be replaced with falsehood. And we do not want this to happen. The religion of Islam will remain protected, but me and you may not be protected. So I'm calling you from this minbar, on this day, and Allah is my witness, on the day of judgment, that this particular message was delivered to you. From the Quran and the Sunnah, not from our own intellect. That it's upon me and you to go back to our deen. So the humiliation will be removed of the Muslims. You either come in and you join and you exert some effort, or you stay on the sideline, but on the day of judgment you will be held accountable for your choices. And I don't want any one of my brothers to enter the hellfire. None of us want to enter the hellfire. And there's only one group that will go straight to Jannah. Those who were upon what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was upon and his companions. So ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make me and you among those who follow the Sunnah. The Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So simple, so pure, so beautiful. Ya akhi, it is so beautiful and simple. That which he did, you do. That which he did not do, you don't do. Wallahi, it is the most simple equation, but somehow some people don't want to understand. They insist on doing that which he did not do. And they insist on not doing that which he did. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be among these individuals. Be with the Sunnah whichever way it takes you. If you are upon this path, then you are upon the path of the companions. And bi'ithnillah azza wa jal, you'll be going to Jannah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العلي العظيم لي ولكم فاستغفروه والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أقم الصلاة.